be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our rock. I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, I was always looking at what the other guy got. I was always making sure I received equal treatment or better. I was quick to complain if someone got more than I did. A bigger scoop of ice cream, a bigger slice of cake, a smaller serving of broccoli. Anything that made me feel like I wasn't being treated fairly. Our culture is heavily weighted toward a belief in equality. How often do we hear equal pay for equal work? Our Constitution provides that we have equal protection under the law. Sometimes this means equal benefits. Other times it means equal punishment. If the punishment or the benefits are not equal, someone will cry foul and say that the situation is unjust. After all, the symbol of justice is the scale. The idea is that if the weight on one side of the scale equals the weight on the other side of the scale, justice and equality have been reached. If the weight is unequal, the scales are tipped in someone's favor, and the injustice needs to be remedied. Sometimes we don't want justice. I'm reminded of the client who called his lawyer to find out if the judge had rendered a decision. The lawyer said, "Yes, justice was done." The client said, "Oh my, appeal immediately." Do we want justice? Or do we want God to favor us over others? Later on in Matthew 20, we read a story about when two of Jesus' disciples, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus with their mother and asked to be placed at his right hand and at his left when he came to power. They were not satisfied with being just disciples. They wanted more. They wanted positions of prominence. They were in a position, those who are in a position to expect greater reward are not looking for equality. They're looking for what is due them or what they think is due them. This is an important point in this scripture and in how we approach God. What do we deserve? Consider today's scripture. The vineyard workers who were hired at the first of the day were all for equal pay, for equal work. It was when the workers who had put forth equal work got equal pay, or the ones that had not put forth equal work got equal pay, that they were upset. You see, they were considering a merit system. Those who worked harder merited greater reward. The fact that the landowner gave them what they deserved was not their complaint. They were upset that someone received more than what they had earned or deserved. The landowner was giving equal pay, just not for equal work. The landowner was not following their idea of compensation, but was following his own idea of generosity. Perhaps the landowner was more concerned that the later workers had families who would suffer because the workers had not earned a full day's wage. Perhaps the landowner was feeling generous and figured workers who at least demonstrated a willingness to work were worthy of his generosity. Or maybe the landowner just marched to the beat of a different drummer. After all, who are the workers to tell the landowner how he can spend his own money? You see, Jesus, who is God, demonstrated for us how God operates. In Philippians 2, Paul says that Jesus, who was God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped. Maybe we need to reconsider our desire to be treated justly. Do we really want what we deserve? If we operate in a system where everybody gets what they deserve, we're in trouble. Paul said in Romans that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Paul also said the wages of sin is death. Do we really want what we deserve? Do we really, or don't we really prefer a generous God more than we want a just God? Immediately before the passage we read today, the story begins with the statement, "But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." Interestingly, taken literally, the workers who are hired first are paid last. It does not mean they're paid less. It literally means they're paid last. This is said again in reverse in the final part of the passage. Quote, "So the last will be first, and the first will be last." It is as if the landowner wanted to make a point. If he paid the workers in the order they were hired, the workers hired first presumably would have gone home with their pay and not realized how generous the landowner was to the late hires. Jesus wants us to know that God operates on a generosity system, not a merit system. The statement, "the last shall be first and the first shall be last," does not mean that inequality is always right. As children of God, we are all equally subject to sin. As children of God, we are all equally subject to God's commands to love our neighbor and our enemy as ourselves. As such, we have no claim to being more righteous or more entitled. But we do have a duty to strive for social justice, which means that all God's children are treated as equally loved by God. There are really two kinds of justice at play here. Retributive justice, which means we are all equally subject to and deserving of God's judgment. And distributive justice, which means we are all equally subject to God's love and grace. It's up to God to do the judging, not us. That is, the determination of retributive justice is up to God. However, it's up to us to participate in God's distributive justice. That is, it's up to us to participate in God's distribution of God's love equally to everyone. In this parable, notice that God makes a deal with the first workers in the vineyard, and they get exactly what they bargained for. Verse 2 says, "After agreeing with the laborers for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard." Notice that the later hired workers agree to work without a set wage. In each instance, the story says that the landowner tells them he will pay them what is right. At the end of the day, God chooses to give all workers a full day's wage. No one is given less than they bargained for. No one gets less than they deserved. God decides to distribute payment to everyone equally. God's entitled to do so because No one is given less than they earned. No one is given less than they're entitled to. The complaint is that some have received more than they're entitled to. But aren't we all really deserving of punishment? Aren't we all really receiving more than we're entitled to? What do we deserve? According to Paul, we've all earned punishment. No matter how good we think we've been, we have given God less than what God is entitled to. We have given God less than God deserves. As such, whatever punishment we receive is earned. Whatever rewards we receive are not earned. Consequently, when we're forgiven and not punished, God is not giving us our just punishment. When God grants us full status as His children, we're given more than we deserve. When we are beneficiaries of the grace of God, we are also beneficiaries of God's mercy through Jesus Christ rather than punishment. But the moral of the story does not end with the grace and mercy of God. This parable is in the book of Matthew, the same book that has the Sermon on the Mount. The Sermon on the Mount calls us to a higher righteousness. The Sermon on the Mount tells us that we should do more than is expected. This parable fits with that theme. The Sermon on the Mount tells us to love more than can be expected, to walk an extra mile, to turn the other cheek. This parable tells us that God is generous beyond what is expected. So should we be. Dr. Wayne W. Dyer says this: when given the choice between being right or being kind, choose kind. The landowner in Jesus' parable would have been right and just to pay the latecomers for the few hours they worked. Instead, he chose to pay them a full day's wage. The landowner could have sent the workers home with only a partial wage. It was within his rights to do so. Instead, the landowner chose to be kind. What would the world look like if everybody chose to be kind, even if they were within their rights not to be? If I'm in the lane with the right-of-way, I do not have to let someone who's stuck at a stop sign into traffic. After all, I have the right of way. But what's the kind thing to do? What would the God who chooses to pay more than what is owed have us do? I thank God that God has chosen to give me less punishment than I deserve and more reward than I deserve. I thank God that He does not insist on justice for me. I thank God that He does not insist on justice for us. Consequently, I pray that I might respond by forgiving others as I've been forgiven and by giving generously as God has given generously to me, not based on what has been earned, but on sharing the generosity of the great landowner. I also pray that you find the joy that comes from accepting more than you deserve, accepting with gratitude God's magnificent grace, and responding by loving others more than they deserve. Amen. Having heard the word of God read,